Now, almost a year into the signing of the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, Tehran is still far from international trade. The lingering restrictions, which are mainly kept in place by the U.S., appear to have worn Iran's patience thin. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is warning that the West's failure to keep its word could have consequences. More details in this report.
Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has warned that the country will not remain committed to the nuclear deal, also known as the JCPOA, if the P5+1 group of countries violate the agreement. The leader noted that the United States has failed to deliver on a major part of its commitments under the JCPOA. He also responded to threats made by a number of U.S. presidential candidates who had said they would tear up the nuclear deal.
دارن تهدید میکنن که ما میاییم پاره میکنیم نقل میکنیم خب اونو اگر پاره کردن ما آتیش میزنیم ما پیش پرداخت هامون رو هم توی انجام دادیم ما 20% رو تعدیل کردیم پردو رو تقریبا تعدیل کردیم عراق رو تعدیل کردیم اینا پیش پرداخت های ما بوده حالا باز توقع دارن
Tehran is critical of Washington's failure to fulfill its obligations under the JCPOA, while Iran has fully abided by its commitments as to accepting some restrictions on its nuclear program. Restrictions on banking operations and insurance of oil tankers are among the difficulties faced by Iranian companies and businesses, while the country is still denied access to its oil revenues and other assets frozen overseas.
The U.S. is actually violating the text of JCPOA based on Article 29 of JCPOA, the other side should not engage in activities that causes difficulty in Iran's trade with the outside world.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif also made similar comments, accusing Washington of removing all anti-Iran sanctions only on paper.
I believe the U.S. needs to take a much more proactive role in removing these psychological remnants, and we need to see that in action. As they say, the proof is in the pudding.
Federica Mogherini, the EU foreign policy chief, has said the bloc is encouraging foreign banks to do business with Iran. But experts believe Washington, whose anti-Iran stance has been scaring off the financial institutions and investors, now needs to do more to neutralize its hostile policies.
European banks are concerned or perhaps even scared of potential sanctions or perhaps in the future problems with the United States related to non-nuclear sanctions.
Washington's insistence on its anti-Iran measures and the reluctance among Western officials to take a genuine step to abide by the JCPOA could scuttle the landmark nuclear agreement, which came after over a decade of marathon negotiations. What seems certain at this point is that Tehran's patience is limited and that it will not wait forever to be given its rights.